all spread your wings, close your eyes.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Tomorrow I'm headed up the road. I'm headed up the road tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm headed up the road. I'm headed up the road tomorrow. Sometimes I'm singing for the women, and sometimes I'm singing for the child, and sometimes I'm singing with the angels. Darling, I'm singing for you now. Tomorrow I'm headed up the road. I'm headed up the road tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm headed up the road. I'm headed up the road tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm headed for the daybreak. I'm headed for the crossroads of my mind, what I say. The sun comes up on the horizon. Then I will tell you which way. Straight ahead, tell me now, either way. Straight ahead, tell me now, either way. Tomorrow I'm headed up the road. I'm headed up the road tomorrow. Hey, as always, something new here at Dog Poet Transmitting. And now I'm going to take a little break, but you won't even notice it. Well, now, that intro, if that's what it was, is a song I wrote yesterday and have done no edits on. And of course, I've already refined the lyrics since, but that was yesterday, and yesterday's gone. I thought I'd mess with it a little while messing with it. After all, it's my 15 minutes. Apologies for it being exceedingly rough and possibly a little out of key, but I'm having fun. I love what I've done with it since, and it will appear under a blog posting shortly, as will all the rest of those tunes that have been backed up over virtual LaGuardia for the last handful of years, since I've been relatively mute on that end. It's been a long time since I've done any serious recording, but that looks like something is coming up now that I've got a new computer and my software problems seem to have been worked out, though I haven't checked yet. Anyway, these days it feels like maybe something like the storm is raging, or about to. Everything's teetering on the ledge. I feel like it would be foolish even to look over the ledge at this point. I know the ledge is there. It's kind of like the lyrics to another song I wrote once but never recorded. Sometimes I feel like I'm standing on a terrible abyss. There's a gray fog all around me, and I don't know where to step. And it could be so wide that it has no other side, or it could be only as wide as my fear. Probably that's the case, since I don't feel all that frightened, for whatever the reason that is. Over to my right, Adrian Brody is stuck inside a car wreck, and there's dead people around inside and outside the car. And I guess that he's going to be going through some heavy things, although Tiny Tim is singing on the car radio with Tiptoe Through the Tulips. Didn't I mention that and something to do with horses recently? Yes, I usually watch movies while I'm preparing notes for these shows. Obviously, Adrian Brody has worked out of his situation, although I don't know how right now, but I probably will once I get around to talking to you. At the moment, a whole lot of countries are trapped inside of a car wreck that got driven off a cliff by drunken bankers who may or may not have gag reflex red ping pong balls locked into their mouths. They're going to have to get out of all those sexual bondage restraints as well as the car, yeah, and so I think their chances are somewhat less than the rest of us, and that's as it should be. Adrian's in a lot of pain at the moment, but I think that's nothing compared to the pain the bankers are going to be in shortly. Of course, banker pain isn't like ordinary human pain. I know I'm watching a movie here, but they're in a movie too, only it's got a real feel to it. The apocalypse is working on that because awakening means coming out of a dream, and that could be a movie too. Adrian Brody used to have a serious career, but he's been moving into Cuba Gooding land, just like the bankers. Most people didn't even know as much as they do now, but the bankers felt it was necessary to announce their culpability and involvement while denying it for your own good. Before that, people knew they were in pain, but they didn't know who was causing it. Now they do. Now they do, and they're getting angrier and angrier, and soon there's going to be an irrepressible movement toward judgment, and it's going to be, look out below and watch out from above, within and without, because, as I've mentioned more than once, the veils are being lifted in all directions, and judgment, as it cosmically proves itself to be, will become self-judgment as the evidence dawns in the minds of the perpetrators. It's a flawless system that's been around since systems have been around. Oh, yeah. There are two main faces of the divine in the manifest sense, and they are reflections of our own state of being. It's the same divine, and it is an extension, or rather, we are an extension of it. Mercy is as real as we are, and so are all of the other possibilities. Just clearing my throat for a moment, and hopefully clearing my mind as well. We are what we have become, and that is resolved against what we are, depending on how far away we have come from our intrinsic nature. That is just how far we must return, and that returning can be an agonizing affair. Thank your lucky stars that you are not one of the bankers mentioned. Thank your lucky stars that you do not occupy places of importance in the departing age. Every being must pass through an aperture that has the dimensions of their real self, and that aperture is lined with razors that are meant to slice away what is not real, leaving only what is. You can find other imagery and metaphor to explain the phenomena, you know, using fire or ice or whatever the extreme is of the extreme you have come to. What I'm saying is, well, what I'm saying is no mystery, except to those who are hiding it from themselves because it interferes with the dictates of self-interest. What I'm saying goes unheard except to the ears of those mostly familiar with portions of it. Those unfamiliar with it, once again, or indifferent to it, are listening to other broadcasts that tell them what they want to hear, or sucking them deeper into that which they've invested so much time at arriving into. They get deeper, deeper, and deeper. Well, just deeper into it, the more they struggle with it, like quicksand. It's an age-old story. It doesn't change, and neither does human nature. Both the story and the nature adapt themselves to what we put ourselves through and what we pursue. We change according to the demands of our desires. It's a gradual affair. One day we are in a country we do not recognize, and we have become someone we don't recognize. And we can't remember how we got there or who it was that got us there. They just arrested Rupert's top aide in the UK. And another top cat just quit in the U.S., Les Hinson or somebody. It's all coming down. I can smell something burning on the barbecue grills in Corfu. Whoever's doing the cooking at Rothschild Castle is distracted by the arguments taking place inside. All over the planet, the curtains are coming up. They're coming up inside, where they're called curtains, I guess. And they're coming up outside, where I suppose they're called shutters. What do I care? Tomorrow, I'm headed up the road. And tomorrow, as we should know, is today, because there is no tomorrow and no yesterday for those who have mastered the understanding of time. And that is one of the principal weights of karma. And you only notice it once your karma is mostly gone. Like they say, Allah Akbar, God is great. There's nothing God cannot do, period. And once that sets into your understanding, and once you realize that all of what God does is about you, once you recognize who you are, well, then you're sitting pretty. Why are you not sitting pretty right now? Because you don't know who you are. And you don't know who you are because you got into pretending to be someone else. Mm-hmm. Which has a lot to do with discovering that you're naked in the Garden of Eden and not being there any longer as a result. Of course, it's right around the corner. It's at right angles to all your deception. It's hiding in your blind spot. And you could be there instantaneously, or it could take you millions of years. Even though it's right there, it's right there. Mm-hmm. As I'm fond of saying, heaven begins where your feet touch the earth. And you're not going to go there unless you're already there. Because you go where you are, after a fashion, in a manner of speaking. You've got your whole life to get there, but what have you spent your life doing? Where were you going? What did you have in mind? That is where you arrived. That is where you are. Want to go somewhere else? Well, head in that direction and do it now. You can only do it now. You can't do it tomorrow. And apparently you didn't do it yesterday, because you still have yesterday. And ideally, yesterday should be gone. Now, today is where yesterday catches up with you. Of course, you could catch up to yesterday, and then you wouldn't have to worry about tomorrow. Am I talking in riddles? Unfortunately, that's the only way. Otherwise, some people would already be making money off of and cheapening what is priceless and beyond their reach. Forever. Yes, forever, I might add. Some things are impossible to possess as the person that you presently are. You have to become the person that can possess certain things in order to possess them. Yeah? Yeah. Yes? Yes. Or otherwise you are possessed or driven. Now, you can see driven all around you. Take a walk through your world and look at the different degrees of driven. It's right there in front of you, along with tomorrow I'm headed up the road. Tomorrow I'm driving into daybreak. I'm headed for the crossroads of my mind, as I say. When the sun comes upon the horizon line, in that moment I'll tell you which way. Straight ahead, left or right, tell me now, either way. Or something to that effect. But are you getting what's going on here, what I'm saying? Well, somebody is. I'm getting it. And that's an important point, which I'll get to in a minute here, because that is a very important point, whether I'm getting it as I'm saying it, because we all say a lot of things, and are we getting it when we're saying it? Are we paying attention to our own words? Well, that is a consideration. Mm-hmm. But driven, you can see it everywhere. Go on out on the highway. Go all over the place and watch driven at work. Watch possessed at work. Watch the permutations that it takes. These are all the compulsions, obsessions, tics, and otherwise oddities of behavior that people display, which is their expression of how they operate within the context of what they believe to be normal, as opposed to what they're engaged with all around them, which they believe to be normal, and neither are. And as a result, you get abnormal. As Bruce Cockburn once very eloquently said, the trouble with normal, it always gets worse. Sometimes I think I'm making a point, and sometimes I have to remind myself that I should get the point, because a person can go on talking about things that are passing through them and not catch right away that those things apply to the person they are passing through as well. Uh-huh. I hear that. Well, my friends, it appears that what we have been saying here is true. Who would have thunk it? Well, we take no credit for any of that because it's right there to be seen by anyone who has the right sunglasses doing the proper refraction. The divine is walking among us, and as the divine itself, jack-in-the-boxing out of people who are not expecting it, and which is causing them to do all kinds of things they wouldn't have done if they weren't thinking about it. Well, I'm guessing I'm getting to the end of the broadcast. Excuse me. And that'll be my tuna fish salad for the moment. Not that I actually have any tuna fish salad around, because I don't. So, may the good Lord bless and keep you safe and awakening. I'll see you next week, if there is one. And Hare Krishna, Om Amitabha, Assalam Alaikum, Aloha, and Haru!
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.